I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a controversial new biography of Malcolm X reveals startling details about the life and death of that black leader. We'll hear from one of the book's lead researchers. The author passed away just days before publication. We'll hear that conversation in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we are going to stay with the issue at the center of a fierce political debate, the budget. Before the break, we heard from two members of Congress, Joe Walsh, a Republican from Illinois and a member of the Tea Party Caucus, Charlie Gonzalez, a Democrat from Texas and chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. They offer their perspectives on the ongoing debate. But the debate has not only impassioned lawmakers. Faith leaders have joined the fray, too. Some 20 religious leaders have launched a campaign to caution Congress against reducing the budget deficit on, quote, the backs of poor and vulnerable people. On March 28th, the Reverend Jim Wallace, president of the Christian social justice group Sojourners, stepped up efforts by starting a fast in protest of the proposed budget cuts. And he's with us on the line now from his office in Washington, D.C. Reverend Wallace, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Well, how are you? More to the point, how are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. I 7 days of just water and orange juice tastes really good, I'll tell you that. So, a couple of days of juice, I'm feeling fine.
You feel okay? Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling
fine. Well, is there a specific cut that you are protesting with this fast? Is there a specific line item, a specific program that you feel is just beyond the pale?
Michelle, we're saying that the framework of this budget debate is really all wrong. We just heard it again. The Republicans, I was listening to your last segment there. The Republicans say we are broke and have to cut everything. The Democrats say, wait, not so much. And the attacks go back and forth, and now government shutdowns are threatened. We're saying a budget is always a moral document, whether a family, a church, a city, a state, a nation. It reveals our choices, and our choices reflect our values. And I don't think the proposed cuts being suggested reflect the values of the American people. If I can give you an example, would the American people choose cutting $8.5 billion for low-income housing or cutting $8.5 billion in mortgage tax deductions for second vacation homes? That's a choice. $11.2 billion in early childhood programs for poor kids, or $11.5 billion, same amount of money, for tax cuts for millionaires' estates. It's actually $2.5 billion in home heating oil systems being cut for winter months, or $2.5 billion for tax breaks for oil companies offshore drilling. See, I want people to stand up and say that they think cutting 10.4 million bed nets to keep kids from getting malaria in Africa, millions of vaccinations that protect from deadly diseases, food and education programs that counter both poverty and despair in our poorest countries are all less important than every single line item of military spending. I don't think they would say that. It's about choices, Michelle. Choices we make reflect our values.
Well, and to that point, though, I think Mr. Walsh would say, obviously I don't speak for him, I think he would say that the voters made their choice in the midterm elections, where they sent people like him to Congress with the express intention of doing what he is now. And what would you say to that?
I'd say, Mr. Walsh, you and your Tea Party are not serious about spending cuts. You're not. If you were, you'd go to where the real money is. Military spending, huge subsidies to oil, gas, agribusiness, that's where the real money is. Don't pick on poor people. And so I'm having a meeting today. Catholic bishops, evangelicals, across the spectrum, we're saying we're going to form a circle of protection around the programs that most impact our poorest and most vulnerable people. Now, if you add the money up for these programs, it's not even very much money. They're cost-effective. They're proven. They have been bipartisan. George Bush was a leader in many of these programs overseas, and yet they're all being threatened. I don't think Americans sent Mr. Walsh here to cut 10 million malaria bed nets. I don't believe that.
How confident are you? In fact, we only have about 20 seconds left. How confident are you that your message is being heard right now?
Well, teenagers in a church in Tennessee are starting a 30-hour fast for a better budget. 30,000 people who joined this fast. They can all join. Sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net.
Okay.
People are joining all over the country. Members of Congress are starting fasting today as well.
All right. We'll be in touch. Reverend Jim Wallace is the founder and president of the organization Sojourners. That's a Christian group focused on social justice. His group recently launched the campaign, What Would Jesus Cut? In reference to the 2011 federal budget. And as we mentioned, he's been fasting for some 9 days now. Part of the fast to protest proposed budget cuts. Reverend Wallace, please stay in touch with us. Take care.
Thank you, Michelle.